Hello, everyone. Welcome back, and thank you for joining us on the Live Unreal with Glover U podcast, where every week, Jeff Glover will dive deep into the questions that you are asking. He understands the challenges you are facing on a day-to-day basis because he still works every day on the front lines of real estate, with him and his team closing over 1,000 homes per year. Today, we will go over step two in the Glover U sales systems, goal setting. In this step, Jeff teaches you how to set goals that will get you to the next level. Now, let's hear from Jeff Glover on step two in the 20 steps of the Glover U sales system.
As basic as it sounds, you know, we get the rah-rah going and then we get into basics. Everyone's like, okay, at lunch, when are we gonna get into the good stuff? It's coming. We have to get the basic stuff out of the way, which is skill number two. For most of us, this is basic. For a lot of us, it might not be. The skill of goal setting. Step number two in the Glover U sales system is goal setting. Different than business planning, by the way. Skill of goal setting, I wrote down, goal setting is identifying the why, business planning is the how. We somehow mix these two up, or we do these activities together. Goal setting is identifying the why, business planning is the how. So before we come up with the how, we must determine why we are doing what we're doing. I wrote down the early days of goal setting for me. I'll never forget, probably one of the first things that I experienced as a young adult, it was 2005. I was on a manager's salary at a Coldwell Banker firm in Detroit, which, you know, back in 2005, you know, in a small office wasn't a lot of money, right? I think I was making $60,000 a year managing an office. And I knew that at some point in time, I would do bigger and better things than managing an office, which, by the way, managing an office, I would never trade that time for anything. Because that's where I learned how to work with agents and train and coach and so forth. So that experience was priceless. Well, at that time, 2005, I had heard about this great new development coming to Detroit. And by the way, in 2005, 6, 7, Detroit was in a pretty bad shape. I mean, it got a lot worse in 2008, 9, 10, 11, but it was still bad in 2005. And I heard about this new development coming to Detroit. It was called the Westin Book Cadillac. And the Book Cadillac Hotel at one time was the largest hotel in the world back in the 1920s when it was built. And so I did something that I needed to be inspired. I needed something to push me. I needed something to stretch me. So I had already owned probably, you know, at the time I was 20 years old, I had a 3,000 square foot house in the suburbs. Still own that home today, my first house. And I knew I needed something more from a goal standpoint to push me to the next level. So when I heard about this, I thought, okay, this would be pretty cool, having a second place in downtown Detroit. It's a hotel, there's valet, there's room service, this would be awesome. Well, I was, of course, on a $60,000 salary and was probably living paycheck to paycheck to afford the 3,000 square foot house I already had. So, you know what, I did it anyways. I went down to the pre-sale and I wrote a $24,000 check for a deposit. And I said, I want you to cash this check so I know it's coming out of my account. Remember, I started in the business in 2003. Before that, I was selling retail and making pretty good money from selling retail. So I accumulated some savings. And I said, I want to, you know, put the deposit down, cash the check, hold me accountable to buying this unit. Which, by the way, I knew that it wasn't going to be ready for a few years. So this was probably, I said five, it was probably 2006, and it wasn't ready till 2008. So I had 2 years to figure out how I was going to pay for this darn thing. And closings came around. By the way, every single one of the units sold out the first day. And when it came time to close, we were in the middle of a real estate recession. And every single buyer, except for seven of us, backed out. They lost their deposits. Seven of us closed. And in 2008, I closed on the Westin Book Cadillac. I'm sharing this story because sometimes we have to identify something that's going to push us further beyond what we're currently at, right? We set goals based on what we think is comfortable or based on what we think we need right now. Well, I set a goal that was something that I knew would push me. I knew it would get me to the next level. I knew I had 2 years to figure it out how I'm going to afford this darn thing. So what did I do? I became the best leader I could be in the office. For 2 years in a row, I was the top recruiter. I was promoted to trainer and director of training and recruiting. My income went up. I was still selling real estate, so I had money there. When it was time to close, boom, I was ready to go. So the moral of the story is every time you get in a position and you're doing some goal setting, think about something that is not something you could do right now. Put a deposit, make a commitment, and figure it out as you go. That's what pushed me to recruit more. That's what pushed me to stay later. That's what pushed me to make that extra call to the agent to bring him to our office. That's what pushed me to say, you know what, I want to do more training classes. So let's talk about the seven parts of what we call the Glover U goal setting system. Seven parts of the goal setting system at Glover U. Part number one is, of course, we just explained, identify the goals. Point number one, identify them. Decide the things you really want to have in life. Take 30 to 40 minutes to decide what you want for yourself in the next 1, 3, 5 years. By the way, it's not good to spend a lot of time goal setting for things that are 5 years or more out. And the reason for that is simple. See, if I know that the goal is, just say for instance, you know, for Glover U to become the largest real estate training coaching company in the world, I'm probably not going to take action on that every single day because I know that's going to take time. But if I set the goal of Glover U being in the top 3 contenders of the United States for coaches and coaching clients and attendees at their events, I know I can accomplish that in 3 years. And I know in 3 years, we're going to have a room full of 4,000, 5,000, 6,000, 7,000 people competing with the best of the best. But if I were to say the largest and the best in the world, I'm not going to take action right now on that because it's not realistic. It's too far out. Now, of course, if you know my friend Dan Grebe, he loves being unrealistic. I love being unrealistic too. So it's in the back of the mind. It's always there. But I can't write a plan for that right now until I get to this point first. So the reason why I'm sharing that with you is because I think we make too many mistakes on focusing on 3, 5, 7, 10 years out versus focusing on the next year. Because if I have a goal for the next year or the next 18 months, I'm more likely to take daily action on it. If the goal isn't for 7 years, I'm not going to take daily action on a goal for 7 years. There's other things that come up that are more important. So instead, set 1 to 3 year goals. Step 2, I wrote down. Write them down and create a vision board. Identify them, look at pictures of them, get specific. Identify how much it would cost, how many deals you would have to do. These are all the things, by the way, you know, if you're wondering how we developed it, like I said in the beginning. These are all the things we do with our associates. We've been doing these for years. It's just we took the best of the best of what we do and we packaged it so that others could apply it. Make a vision board. Have it in front of you on a regular basis. Next, I wrote down number 3. Identify the challenges and solutions with that process of hitting the goal. Identify the challenges and solutions in advance. List the obstacles to achieving these goals and then the solutions to them. List the obstacles you might encounter as you go. I'll give you a perfect example for you Keller Williams folks. I knew the last 5 years that Glover U was going to be a thing and it was going to turn into something big. Before I started promoting it, I called a meeting with Gary Keller to say, Gary, this has been a long time passion of mine. Are you okay with me doing this? And his response, which is why I love the man, you doing this is only going to make us better. We're an entrepreneur-based company, and I would never hold you back from taking advantage of that. And oh, by the way, for you leaders in the room, that is an abundant mentality. Never should anyone that works with us feel like they're restricted or they're held back. And for any of my agents in the room, if you ever feel that way, as Dan said, you have my permission to come to me and tell me that, because I'm failing you as a leader if that's the case. And that's what Gary Keller said to me when he said, you know what? You doing that is only going to make us better. So go for it. Identify the challenges and solutions in advance. I thought it could be a challenge. I was thinking, oh no, he may say, Jeff, we have this MAPS coaching program. You're going to have to leave the company. You're competing with the company. That's what a scarcity mentality says. Not GK. Step number 4. Set deadlines. They have to have deadlines. The biggest mistake is that we write down what we want but we don't actually put a deadline to it. That's why I don't use the term dream boards, right? Because dream is just like an idea at some point in time. It's a vision, and it's going to be accomplished by this date. Number six. Five. Number next. Prioritize them. Put your action items into logical order. I love this one. This is one of Kate's, actually. What is the first step, and what do you need to do first in order to take action? It's amazing how sometimes we set goals, and it's like we know we're going to get around to it. We know we're going to take action on it at some point, but we get stumped on, all right, what is the first step of actually going after this? So what I would encourage you to do every year as you're writing your vision plan or you're putting your vision board together with your family, skip to that step right away and write down, all right, what is the first step? Next, visualize them. And I'm not talking vision board visualize. I'm talking mentally visualize. Visualize them. You do this in the affirmation process. As you're putting the pictures on the vision board, as you're writing things down, actually picture yourself having, doing, being whatever it is that your goal is. You better believe, and I still respect the guy, 5, 7, 10 years, you know, I don't know how many years I was involved, I sat in the audience and I took notes, and I watched, and I visualized myself being in his shoes. And I followed everything that he did from start to finish, number one, in terms of being a great salesperson, but number two, in terms of being a presenter and being a trainer. I was visualizing back then. Anything we do when it comes to goal setting, we have to visualize it in our minds, not just physical on paper. And finally, number seven, be persistent. Be persistent. Don't just quit because it didn't, you know, I took action on that and it didn't work out this week. I took action on that and it didn't work out today. Don't let a bad day turn into a bad week and turn into a bad month. You heard one of Kate's points, which I loved. When something doesn't go your way, identify it quickly and stop it and move on. There's no point in dwelling on it. There's no point in talking about it. There's no point in posting about it. There's no point in continuing to relive it.
Thank you for taking your time to join Jeff today on the Live Unreal with Glover U podcast. To take the real estate self-assessment that begins the Glover U sell system and have a member of Glover U get on a call with you to create an action plan to improve your score, go to www.gloveru.com/self. If you enjoyed this episode, please subscribe. Search for Live Unreal with Glover U on iTunes or Podbean and subscribe today. Until next time, remember, the people in your office are not going to be buying or selling a home with you. So why do you spend more time talking to them than you do actual prospects?